Hi guys, and we are back with Fadi to discuss determination. It's an important topic for anyone who's going through, I guess, a big shift in their life, because trying to get through a big shift generally requires determination. Fadi went through a big personal shift in his life from what, you know, his life before his Adventurati company, and also as someone who is in the adventure business, requires a lot of determination day in, day out to kind of climb the mountains he does and things like that. So he was definitely the right guest to bring on to talk about this. So listen in, and I hope there are some takeaways for you guys who are trying to make a change and struggling to push through. Listen in. Hi, Fadi. Welcome back.
Hello. It's good to be here.
We've just taken 2 minutes on the couch, but we're going to pretend like we went away and we came back. So this episode is about determination.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I wanted to do an episode on determination is because making any real change in your life requires a lot of determination, because you'll face different obstacles and challenges, and you kind of need to push through if you actually want to make any real change.
True.
And that's kind of why I wanted to have this conversation, because you've obviously needed to have determination on multiple occasions, whether it's on a mountainside or in
yep.
business. And so that's why I felt it was important. I want to start this episode with a quote from T.S. Eliot.
All right.
He says, "Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go." What do you think about that?
That is spot on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like I mentioned in the first episode, I did not expect I'd be here today. So had I not taken that leap of faith and progressed towards making a living out of my passion,
mm-hmm.
there's so many things I would have not learned. But more than that, I would not have imagined I was that strong to commit and have that determination to progress forward. In the industry of adventure tourism, it is one of the fastest growing industries in tourism, but it's also one of the most challenging, because so many things are beyond your control.
Right.
Just think of going out to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So many things that can go sideways that are beyond your control. And that kind of is the same thing in that industry. But the thing that keeps you going is that you feel you are in a place where you belong, and you feel like you have a calling. Feeling of being uncomfortable while you're in the mountain, but you are on a way to achieve. Like, nobody feels comfortable hiking up a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's struggling. It's when you reach the summit that you feel that achievement, but on the way up, never like la 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 la.
Yeah.
This is so fun. No, it's not. Nobody's just hiking up the mountain thinking, "Oh, I want to do this again." Everybody who summits feels like, well, not everybody, but the majority of the people going up towards the summit saying, "Why am I doing this?
Yeah,
why am I putting myself in so much pain and effort?" You know, and then the minute they've summit and they come back down, it's like, when am I going to do this again?
Yeah,
that cycle alone of uncomfort that leading to achievement, that is one of the kind of, I find it very close to determination. Determination isn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't just say, I'm going to be determined. It's a feeling you cannot describe that you have to experience to understand it. And then you kind of, your journey is to figure it out.
I think when we spoke about this in the first part of the episode, when you were talking about leaving your job and then taking all your savings and spending them on your education, and then you were selling off furniture because things
yep.
were tough. I mean,
yep.
and at one point you were married. There was a lot of changes, and there was a lot
yep.
of stuff that you went through, you going from working in marketing and events to
yep.
having your own adventure business.
Yeah.
So during that journey, what was one time where you felt you really had to dig deep to keep going?
I think what, looking back, like, I have this every summer.
Mm-hmm.
Because during the season, business is good.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing well. I'm going to the mountains as much as possible. everything is going smooth relatively,
mm-hmm.
is when kind of May comes, I'm like, dum dum da, summer's here.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? And then I'm like freaking out. How am I going to pass through this summer? Are we going to survive this time or not? And somehow we always pass. There's always an opportunity that comes that helps us survive. And I've kind of tried to force that every season, saying, no, this too shall pass and I will make it.
So when you've been off the mountain for a while and you're like in the middle of full-on business, Fadi, admin,
yep.
numbers, money, all the stuff you
oh
hate.
Oh, my God.
What is it that you kind of like tap into to kind of keep you going when you're...
Knowing that I'll be going back to the mountain soon. Thing is, like the first few seasons, I would escape that.
Mm-hmm.
Until today, now... I only started to look after my admin properly, my finances properly. And before, everything we made in the business or Fadi made,
mm-hmm.
I put back into the business. So right now, I'm 35 with no savings because everything I earned, I put back into the company. I had this mentality saying, I'm going to do this on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any investments from outside. I can do this. It started off, man, by buying a few sleeping bags, and then I make another trip, and I take a little bit of that money, buy two more sleeping bags, and eventually growing slowly.
Sorry, I need to stop and ask a question here. Are the sleeping bags that are on your adventure journey being used by multiple people? Because I need to know this before I even commit. In part one of the episode, I said I might go on an adventure guide with you. Now I'm hearing that these are reused sleeping mats.
Well, you can bring your own. Okay. You feel free to bring your own, but
I just needed to pause the interview for a moment because that was information that was very pertinent to the promise I made in part one. Okay, good to know.
Well, so if you're somebody who is an avid adventurer, you have your own gear.
Cool.
But if you're someone who's in here new and you need your own, then we provide you. But again, everything is sanitized and clean. Otherwise, we wouldn't be operating, especially in a pandemic. But
good to know. Sorry, just needed to check.
Taking
on
check notes. New sleeping bag, brand new, still wrapped.
Cool. Where was I? So what I'm hearing from you is that when you're kind of in the midst of, because you're like, I think back to the fact that I'll be able to go to the mountains. And I think what I'm hearing from you is when you're doing something difficult and when you're doing something that doesn't necessarily make you feel light and vibrant and passionate, and sometimes you need to go through that to make your dreams come true.
Yeah.
You need to have something in your life that's sort of like a light at the end of the tunnel. Something that, you know, even if it's just once a week, that you know you're going to go and have like an enjoyable moment or something that's going to be a stress relief for you. Because that's the only way. Because again, if you're going through a big change, like leaving a career, starting a business, it's a very long process. And you can't let it all feel like a battle and like a challenge and like you're just trudging through. You need to give yourself those kinds of...
You need time.
Points of reflection, of relaxation, of kind of just easing off the pressure.
It took me 2 years before I decided I wanted, not knowing that the struggle is because I don't belong in this formula, 9 to 5. That doesn't mean like I started and then 2 months later, like, you know what? I'm quitting this. I went through a massive process until I reached a place where I couldn't take it anymore. And I'd rather go hungry than go sticking to this because the money. I'd rather be poor and happy than successful with money in the bank. I mean, now it's changed a little bit. I'd like balance of both. But that was my initial thinking.
That's the initial
thing. Taking a leap of faith is jumping off a cliff.
Yeah.
So you don't jump off a cliff unless you're really crazy about something that's your only option.
Yeah.
And then once you jump through that fall, you kind of open the parachute somewhere.
Yeah, it's like the build the parachute as you're falling.
Yeah, exactly. True. But again, it didn't happen so quickly. Like looking back now, it took me a few years of running the business and all these tension moments of admin and finance to realize I need a structure. I need to sort this out. It's okay to make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be a successful business financially and reputation and operation and everything that comes with it. Before, it was either or, because I didn't want to be a man with a suit. I wanted to be a hippie in the mountain. I'm like, okay, but it doesn't always have to be extremes. There is somewhat of a balance. You don't maybe balance towards either or, but maybe you can juggle a little bit between both. And I only learned that very, very recently when I was like, you know what? I don't mind an investor right now if he has the same morals that I have or has the same passion that I have. Now I'm open to it because realize sometimes you can't just grow.
Do everything by yourself, yeah.
I can't do it. Like, there's only a certain place I can reach on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You need to open up at some point. So if you want to continue doing what you love, you have to open the door for somebody.
So outside of mountain climbing and starting your business, where else has determination manifested in your life, do you think?
Besides big mountains and stuff like that, which is mostly where I measure my determination. And I always go back to that because I think that's where I find my calling. And it's easy to relate to that. But it's now more, I'm on the pursuit of happiness, where I want to continue doing what I love, but I want to be balanced and I want to be happy. I don't want to relate happiness only to the mountains. I want to be happy in the comfort of my own home, doing nothing on a couch. I want to learn to do nothing on a couch, not because I'm escaping something and escaping straight to Netflix, because that's my escape. Like, if I don't have the mountain, I need to put something on Netflix to distract me.
Right.
I realized for how long can I do that?
True.
So I think my next move now is not business-wise and not achieving on the mountain, is to find that balance and happiness regardless of where I am or what I'm doing.
Okay. So what would you tell people who are trying to make a big change in their life and are facing obstacles in the process?
Obstacles are good.
Self-made or...
I think obstacles are good. You won't understand it while you're in it, you'll understand it a few years after. Give it time. Because this is a thing now where I've seen a lot of people jumping in too early because they want to follow their passion. And that's the new way. Like, I've beaten the system. Do you want to beat the system for you or just to say that I've beaten the system? There's a lot of going on with people trying to understand that kind of formula. The best advice I could give is let it happen naturally. Don't force it. You'll know when you're ready. There will be something that you cannot take anymore. And that's when you'll take the leap of faith. It's not because a lot of people around me are doing it. Or a lot of people who do it are succeeding. You need to look at what your obstacles are. You need to evaluate. I had to sacrifice a lot to be here. But that worked for me. Doesn't necessarily work for you. Maybe you can have a balance. And I would suggest, before anybody taking that leap of faith, is I tested it while I was having a full-time job.
Yeah.
On the weekends. I learned a lot from that before I took the leap of faith.
Yeah.
And it took me a few years. I went from someone with a GoPro stick to an adventure blogger, and then someone who wanted to do adventure videos on YouTube. And then I went through a club, and from the club, I expanded and learned. And then I wanted to show people how to cook outdoors and stuff. It took two to three years until I reached a place where, you know what? I'm confident enough to take that leap of faith because my emotions are driving me forward towards that. But I wasn't sure what's going to happen, but I knew that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So whatever's coming, I'm ready. If you take it too soon, you might end up doing something that scares you off. You go back to 9 to 5, and that experience would have traumatized you from actually taking the right leap of faith.
Yeah.
If you had waited maybe a year or a month. It all depends on you, really, and your experience and your commitments.
True.
Are you willing to lose your family, face your family, and all the shenanigans that come with that? Is it worth it? You need to evaluate. Nobody can tell you yes or no except yourself. So kind of evaluate, speak to yourself more often, kind of predict what obstacles might come in from what you're living today.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready, ask yourself that question. What is the one thing I'm willing to do for the rest of your life if those obstacles were removed? Obviously, you get another whole set of obstacles that comes with it, which yeah. you will never be able to predict.
Yeah.
But that's different. The obstacles you have are the ones you're putting for your own self and your circumstances. And once you have the answer for that, you're good to go.
Cool. Well, with that, we're going to move on to the three questions we ask all our guests. The first of which, what's one word you use to describe yourself in your internal dialogue that you don't say out loud?
Hmm.
And I've been wanting to ask this question because you mentioned it in the last episode.
I know, right?
So I'm like,
I know, right? There's a set of words that I usually keep it inside. But I think the thing that comes into my mind most mm-hmm. of the time is afraid. Not afraid from failure, because I've learned my share of failures running the business. It's just admitting it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not also the failure of unknown, because that's what I seek in adventure. I would assume it's more afraid of losing everything that I've put kind of in one basket. Losing my calling, losing something I've sacrificed so much for. Going back to letting go.
Mm.
And that's something that I'm happy I heard from your previous podcast with Dina. It's that, you know what? She's right. I need to learn to let go. That doesn't mean I want to let go,
mm.
but maybe if I discuss this with myself more often, I wouldn't be that much afraid. And again, like you mentioned, we all have these inside conversations yeah. that are 24/7. And I don't know why it comes yeah. when you put your head to sleep, that's when it kind of like, all right, it's time yeah. to talk. Like, no.
Now that you're done with the world, yeah, time for some one-on-one time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. What's a side of you that you'd like to step into more?
I would like to have more commitment to a lot of things outside my work. I'm not committed to my health, mm-hmm. though I'm a mountain guide. I'm not committed to a lot of things because I give myself too many excuses. And I keep running my life like adventurosity is the only thing that matters. Mm. And I'm willing to lose everything for that matter. But that's not right. And deep down, I know it's not right. But again, because commitment and health and for me always come number two.
Mm-hmm.
Because my passion is number one.
Yeah.
But if I don't look after those, I will lose number one.
True.
Because eventually I'm already in that phase where you're drained. Mm-hmm. How much can you give without looking into other stuff that matters?
Mm-hmm.
And they do matter. I'd like to be more caring of myself. I've neglected myself for so long, thinking I don't know whether it's the macho built in our system that you can't be tired, you cannot say you're weak, or maybe because we're raised in the Middle East, or it's the way we're being upraised. You always have to be tough because mm-hmm. a tough man is a hardworking man, and all these kind of things. And I don't mind being tough and hardworking because I'm working for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer working for someone else.
Yeah.
But you need to get yourself slack. Like on my day off, I feel like I'm uncomfortable because you know what? I like today, no mountains. Yeah. Then I'm like, you know, all over the place, panicking, feel like this tingling and anxiety is like, I'm sorry, I need to go hiking. I need to go somewhere. I just can't sit still. And and basically, I think because I'm afraid to sit with my own self. Mm. I want to run there because when I'm there, yes, even if I go alone, I'm with my own self, but I have this aura of the mountain bliss that's protecting me.
Yeah.
While I'm in the city, no, I'm stranded away without it. It's like me feel being without
vulnerable.
A cover.
Yeah.
And then I feel vulnerable and exposed. And who am I? And what do you want? And what do normally people do when they're not in the mountain? And then realize this is too scary. No, take me back. So yeah, I'd like to look after more. After
so a commitment Fadi. To self-care.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think a lot of people who are in this position neglect it for so long and only realize it after so long that like, yeah, you need to look after yourself, dude.
Very true. And the last question is, what's your favorite childhood memory and why?
I mean, growing up, I was let me put it nicely, an outlaw a lot with my, I was that kind of teenage who had a lot of energy, who didn't know what to do about it. I was in so much trouble in so many ways. Up until I reached 18, I did so many things that I drove my society, my family, everybody crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't regret any of them because they made me who I am today. And I've always longed to be that person who lived outside that normal box.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked to be labeled. And I kind of fit in now that I've taken that leap of faith and realized, was this always part of my journey? Because since I was a child, being shaped up to be there, be like this, I went through so many conflicts trying to be different, or because I wasn't like everyone else. And I love the attention that I received by stepping outside the box or the norms, which kind of fed me to do more.
Mm-hmm.
But it also made me learn so many things that I didn't know as a teenager I was living it. So when this came on, I realized because of my past experiences, I'm much stronger than I expected. But the thing that I really admire is when I was younger, growing up, I was into scouts. Mm-hmm. I was part of the scouts, but I wasn't really a polite scout. I was always getting in trouble.
Yeah.
But I have so much gratitude to my father who grew this explorer seed inside of me,
mm-hmm.
where he used to take us camping with my sister and my cousins. He was not afraid for me to get hurt. He's always pushing my limits and saying, get up. Mm-hmm. You know, my father was one of those, I think like most Arab fathers who teach you swimming, they throw you in the pool and say, paddle.
Yeah.
So he was that kind of man. And I, growing up, kind of, I had my share of confrontations with him. And eventually, that fueled my determination more to prove myself. Mm-hmm. And it came out on Kilimanjaro. It was there where I kind of wanting to prove myself to the world, to society, and mostly my father, that made me reach the summit and realize, I'm ready. To the point where I reached the summit and I recorded a video to my father saying, I'm sorry, I thank you, and I love you. They always say you only know later on, mm-hmm. tough love. I never realized it until that point where I kind of opened Pandora's box and I started going through back in memory lane. And that burned me inside so much that I wanted to make that summit happen at any cost. So I think with my past would be two things. The adventure side of me that my father planted in me and the tough love that he gave me, which led me to be the tough to withstand where I want to be today.
Amazing. Well, that's it. That's the end of our episode.
Woohoo!
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I think this is more of a therapy session than a podcast.
I get that sometimes.
So when's our next session? Next time in up
next
in the mountains.
Time, right? Yeah, oh, up in the mountains with my
friend. With a new sleeping bag.
With a new sleeping bag, exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank
guys, you.
You
can find all the links to Fadi in the episode description. Thank you for listening. And again, let me know what you guys think. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And listen in next week for another episode of Millennial Mirrors. This is Mshai Arnazi signing out. Bye, guys.
Peace out.